The Snow Queen, a new audio drama by Deirdre Dwyer, presented by Broken Crow in association with Garter Lane Arts Centre and The Everyman. Episode 5, The Story of the Raven.
Gráinne sat still on her rock and tried to come up with a plan. She wasn't alone for long, though. A large black bird landed on a bare, leafless tree beside her.
What? What? What of it? What of it, fledgling? What are you at? What are you at? What? What?
Oh, well, I'm resting and thinking, I suppose.
What? What? You're not long enough out of the nest to be traveling this rough countryside all alone. What? And without any shoes on. What are you at? What?
I'm looking for someone.
What? Looking? For who? I see nearly everything when I'm flying up so high. Who is it? Who? Who are you after?
Well, it's my friend Quivine. He's missing. Do you think you could have seen him? He's taller than me, and he'll be carrying his sledge.
What? A boy, is it? A stranger? Well, it may be, it may be. I just might have, what?
Really? Where?
What? I think it could be him. But if it is, then I'm afraid, little one, that your friend has swapped you for a princess.
A princess?
Listen now, and I'll tell you what's what. You see, our princess is a good egg indeed. She's clever as a claw and kind as a feathered nest, what? She realized that she wanted to find someone to help her run the kingdom, what?
I'm sure you have a lovely princess, but what's this got to do with my friend?
What? What? I'm getting to that. Patience, patience. Our princess put an ad in the papers looking for someone clever and kind to become her prince and help her with her work. What? Yes. Well, they came in a vast flock, but our clever princess met no one she wanted.
And what about Quivine?
What? Wait, youngling. We're coming to it. What? On the third day, a person with no horse came marching boldly up to the palace. His eyes shone like yours, and his clothes were just as shabby.
Go on, please.
What? What? Well, he had a little knapsack at his back.
No, that was certainly his sledge. He had it when he went
what?
Missing.
What? Well, he walked bravely up to the princess.
Yes. Well, that must have been him. Quivine is very brave and very
what?
Clever.
Well, that's him then. They all said he spoke very well. He said that he had not come to win the princess, but just to hear her wisdom. What? That was just the right thing to say, and they were married last week.
Are you sure? Quivine's a bit young to get married. But the rest does sound just like him. Can you take me to him, please, Raven?
What? Well, how are we to manage it? Ah, yes. I have an idea. There's a door from the garden to the back stairs. The guard there often throws me the end of his sandwiches. If we go just at dusk, he'll be having his evening nap and we can slip past him and sneak into the castle.
At the Snow Queen's castle, I was worried about the little boy, though his bad manners didn't make that easy. The shard of mirror in his heart meant he could think of nothing other than fixing the magic mirror, and he was always so cross.
Larry, pass me that piece. No, not that one. The one with two acute angles.
What? You mean this one?
No, you fool. That one over there, the one shaped like a fish, like a trout. A trout. What? Oh, ow! Ouch!
Ah, Quivine, you cut yourself. That's what happens when you aren't paying attention. Quivine, why, you aren't bleeding.
What? I can't feel it at all, and there's no blood.
You're freezing from the inside out. Oh, I hope Queenie gets back soon with her bright idea.
At the princess's palace late that night, the Raven and Gráinne waited until the lights had gone out one by one, and then they crept into the garden. How Gráinne's heart beat. She knew she was breaking and entering, but she just so wanted to see Quivine again.
What? Come on, Gráinne. In here and up the stairs.
What's that? sounds as though there is someone behind
what?
Us.
What? Why, they are just royal dreams. They come every night to the princess and fill her head with sweet thoughts. Since you have only love in your warm heart, they will let us through. What? Now, here we are. Quiet, little one.
Oh, what a bedroom. There are two beds and each one looks like a lily.
In the white bed lies the princess, and in the red one lies your friend.
Is that him? Queeveen! What? You're not Queeveen. You're not like him one bit.
What's the matter? What's that, Brian? What's happening?
Who are you? What's going on?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my friend. I'm looking for Queeveen, and you are not him.
Looking for? But why would he be in here?
And how did you get in?
Oh, dear. Please stop crying, will you?
Poor little thing.
The raven, he thought... Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I thought you were going to be Queeveen. He's my best friend, and he's missing. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Raven? Oh, Raven, you did the right thing. Just the right thing.
Raven, in the future, I definitely would try to persuade you not to bring strangers into our bedroom again.
Oh, Brian, shush. Girl, little girl, what is your name?
Grania.
Well, Grania, welcome. You must be very good-hearted to get past the dreams in my castle. Please don't cry. What is it you need?
Princess, I must go out again into the wide world and keep looking for my friend.
Really? Are you sure you wouldn't rather stay here with us? We could do with a girl as kind as you.
Thank you, Princess. It certainly does look nice, but I have to find Queeveen.
I understand. So is there anything we can do to help you?
Well, I could do with a pair of shoes and a backpack and a knitted hat. If you have them to spare, then I can set off.
Shoes? Why, you have none on at all. Shoes, of course. And all the other bits and pieces you need. Darling, up.
But it's the middle of the night, love.
Up, Brian. There is work to be done. A backpack. Yes, of course. We have just the thing. And a new carriage of pure gold.
The princess certainly was a good egg. The next day, she dressed me from head to foot in silk, velvet, and fur, which was very kind, if a bit excessive. And she set me up with a golden carriage, two coachmen, and four white horses. We were just ready to be off.
What? Grania, littlest bird, I'll miss you. What? Good luck with your journey.
Thank you, Raven. Thank you. Goodbye, princess. Goodbye, Brian. Thank you.
And so the raven flew to the top of a tall tree.
Bye.
And beat his black wings to watch the carriage for as long as he could. And the gold shone from afar like a sunbeam, while Grania continued on her journey, this time to the forest, looking for her friend.
You have been listening to the voices of Mia Clifford, Fionn Butler, Nicholas Kavanagh, Jackie Kelleher and Aideen Wild. For further information about the cast and crew, go to deirdredewire.com. This project was made in the winter of 2020 and was only possible thanks to the support of the Arts Council, Waterford City and County Arts Office, Waterford Cultural Quarter and Winterval.